Historian Dee Brown died this past week. He was well known for his 1970 bestseller, Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, an Indian history of the American West. The book's dramatic portrayal of white mistreatment of Native Americans changed popular ideas about the West. One reviewer said at the time that Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee depicted the Indian Wars as the dirty murders they were. Doris Alexander Brown, who preferred to be called Dee, was born in 1908 in a Louisiana logging camp. He made Native American friends early in his life. In a 1992 interview with NPR's Leanne Hansen, Brown recalled childhood days at the ballpark, watching his friend, pitcher Moses Yellowhorse, play minor league baseball. The team gave away free bleacher seats to kids who returned fly balls.
It became a sort of a thing to do after the game started. You go down and see if Moses Yellowhorse was there, and he'd toss you a ball, and you could go in and go to the bleachers. So that's where I realized very solidly that American Indians were my friends.
Dee Brown began his writing career soon after, at the age of 15. He and a cousin bought a small press and set themselves up as the publishers of a neighborhood broadsheet. He went on to write 29 books, both fiction and nonfiction, almost all about the American West. Dee Brown died at home Thursday night in Little Rock, Arkansas. He was 94.